Müstakil ulema-i kiram, we had two, mashallah, very, very informative bayans already. I will just touch on one small point, and maybe to bring it upstairs also, time for Maghrib also, we don't have a lot of time. Some people, some ulama may want to make wuzu, etc. We know we are going through some very difficult period of time at this particular time. The war we see that has erupted between Israel and Iran is then being backed by America. Regarding Israel, my Ustadi Muhtam Hazrat Muftisab, but the Zil of Muftis Ghazal had said, ye to pagal kutte ki tarah hai. It comes in a so beautiful tashbih that as far as a mad dog is concerned, can never be tamed. There's only one thing that can be the remedy of a mad dog, and that is to eliminate him. And that we know is not going to happen until Hazrat Mehdi arrives. We say Hazrat Mehdi, we don't say Imam Mehdi, because there's also a Sina connotation. On the other hand, we got outwardly Iran, who seems to have taken Israel on outwardly. And that is why in the majlises that we go around amongst people, many, many ulama are finding it very, very difficult. Some are unfortunately influenced also by this, but they are really undertaking arms against Israel. First and foremost, as far as the Palestinian cause is concerned, Iran has got no interest in the Palestinian cause. And that can be very, very evident that in the 10-point plan that they put forward what they wanted, Lebanon is mentioned, but the Palestinian cause is not mentioned. And we look at some time back, a few years ago, the massacre that took place in certain camps by the Shia forces. More than 4,000 Palestinians were made shaheed, brutally murdered by them. Then we can see that their objective is not this. And Al-Jazaw min Jinsil Amal, because they come up with issue, then why was Khamenei, this big Muslim that was there, that why was he assassinated by America? So very beautiful reply, Al-Jazaw min Jinsil Amal. If you look at it, Lut alayhi salatu salam, the azab that was sent to his people, that azab also was a nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overturned the areas where they were staying, top, bottom, and bottom top. Because they were engaged in promoting a guna also, that on the wrong morning things, where a man is supposed to be, where a woman is supposed to be. So in reverse, the azab was sent in that particular way. If you look at this here too, that on the one hand, Ismail Haniya Rahimullah, and some of his history was read, and unfortunately, Hazrat Mawlana Sajjad Sahib himself, in one of the Furqan articles, had written so highly of Hazrat Ismail Hafiz Ismail Haniya Rahimullah, that he met him, what type of a human being he was, the taqwa that he had, etidal in his mizaj, Hafizul Quran, was nurtured by Sheikh Yasin Rahmatullah Alayhi, established many, many his classes, and was not carried away by his emotions. Now it's something we have to apply our lines also to. That Ismail Haniya Shaheed Rahmatullah was invited. He was staying in Qatar. He traveled to different parts of the world. He traveled many times to the Haramain. He traveled to Egypt also, which is, we know what Rock Egypt belongs to. He came to Pakistan too. And then he was made shaheed in a room that is next to Khamenei's room, Khamenei Marhum. And it was targeted, this is a target missile was there. Very strangely, no photo is shown of that missile that was sent. Very strangely, no breakage in a building. Direct target was the Zaat of Ismail Haniyeh Rahmatullah Alayhi Uli. Now, how is it possible that the building is not broken? No other harm comes. So it is quite obvious that this was a plan that was staged by the Shias, and we look at it from day one till today, there is not a single incident in the history of Islam that the Shias were any benefit to the Muslim Ummah. When the Ottoman Empire was there and they were marching into Europe, they were attacked by the Shias at the back. So it's more than obvious that they were responsible for the Shahadat. They must have got something in return, but then Allah Ta'ala, between the two zalim also, Allah Ta'ala removes the hearts. So thus in reality may have been jazaa min jinsil amal, that they were responsible for the Shahadat of Ismail Haniyeh Rahmatullah Alayhi. So Allah Ta'ala made it so also, that it's one zalim now overcame another zalim, and he also was killed in that particular way. Number two, when discussing with people, then you must bring to the notice that we can't forget the atrocities of the Shias upon the Muslims. In Sham, recently, very, very recently, more than 1 million Muslims were made shaheed by Bashar with the full support of Iran. And not only they made shaheed, even just they were made shaheed, that's a different matter. But they were tortured, drills were taken, and the same tactics that the Kuffar, the Americans use with our Muslim brothers in Afghanistan, that even getting dogs to rape the people, and drills were taken, and in people who are alive, they were drilled through, put into the heads, etc. That machines were taken where they used to be crushed, bodies were crushed. That is why when the news of Khamenei's death came to Syria, the whole Muslim Sunni population, they rejoiced at his death, killing. In Iraq, Saddam Hussein had his, what do you call it, Khamenei's, his faults were there. There were many, many things to be restored. But there was no doubt that from the material point of view, the people were happy. And also he was a Sunni Muslim. And the Americans, with the help of the Shias, this is stated, they have accepted it too. With the help, they were removed and a Shia state was instituted in place of the Sunni state that was there. And in fact, one person who was second to Barzai, some sort of relations of ours too, many, many years told me, this must be more than about 20, 30 years ago, that at the moment the Americans want to enforce a strong Shia state around the Sunnis. And slowly, slowly we saw how that was materializing. So that is why it is very, very important for us that if one missile was hit here and there's some between Israel and between Iran, if there's some sort of bombardment carrying on, don't ever be carried away that Israel has taken the matter of the Palestinians to heart. Or Israel or Iran is attacking Israel on the basis of their zulm on the Muslim Ummah, on the Palestinian issue, on the Gaza issue. In fact, there are statements, recorded statements, they openly said that that is your effect whatsoever. Our issue is not a Palestinian issue. We have other issues to deal with. The oil issue is there. And also, expanding. Both want to expand. This side, Americans want to expand. That side, Israel want to expand. So this, I thought, was very, very important. Just to, just three few big points. that we don't have to be apologetic when we speak to people. And we don't have to be fearful whatsoever. And we don't have to be influenced in a way. The Aqaid of the Shias, we know very, very well, we must openly expose the Aqaid of the Shias. Have no fear, it's in the Kitabs. The one thing they normally say, that the Shias of today are no more like that. First and foremost, for instance, they will say that go to a Shia Kutub Khana and you won't find any Qurans that are there. Number one, the Quran that they are looking at is lying with the Imam that was disappeared in 252 Hijri. Number two is this. Take all those kitabs that they have in their libraries, which openly state that the original Quran is not with us, and the original Quran will only reappear once that the Imam who has gone into hiding will come out before the coming. And that is why their Mahdi is very different to our Mahdi. So our Allah is different. Our Allah is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete and absolute knowledge of everything before human being were even created. Not a single movement is there of anything that Allah ta'ala is not aware of. And this is written in the Kitab, the Usul al-Kafi, etc. The Aqidah of Badr, where he stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to die certain things only later. The second most important is Nubuwwat. As far as they are concerned, the Imam, the definition of their Imam is that the Imam is higher than a Nabi in certain states. He's got the right to abrogate, to introduce anything, to abrogate anything. And in certain incidents, they even have brought him to the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt the Imams, they said they were great people from the Ahlul Bayt. But does not mean that what they say is correct. So the Nabi is different, the Imam is different, the real Quran they're looking from, the Taqiyah is different. Somebody brought an issue that we look at sometime in Arab states, that they are very free in the nature, they're definitely strong. First and foremost, the Arab brothers are not the face of the Muslim Ummah, as we just heard, and we know there were four or five things necessary for the Deobandi Alim to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything. The love of Allah must exceed the love of every being. Nabi alayhi sunnah to be introduced in all our lives. The burning desire for isha'at ad-deen. Simplicity in life, as our Aqabir were. That these are necessary articles that are necessary for our a'imma and our representative. So on the basis of some Arab countries, if they are free in the nature, and that is why now we prefer the Iranians over them, that doesn't make sense at all. The man of Aqidah is different, and these are not our representatives. So it is very, very important, and they don't have to become free also. Because as far as Muta is concerned, when Muta is there, then what else you need? Then you do everything in the name of Sharia. And they have written kitabs, what fazail and virtues of Muta is. So from every aspect, and in fact, if you look at closely, that how Paul had dismantled Christianity, corrupted Christianity, in the same way, Abdullah ibn Sabah was a Jew, outwardly brought Islam and tried to corrupt Islam in the same way. But as far as Islam is concerned, we know very, very well that because this deen is to remain till the day of Qiyamah, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun, that Allah Ta'ala himself has taken the responsibility of looking after this deen. And that is why in the beginning we heard one hadith too, that always it will remain a small jamaat that will guard the deen, all the innovations, everything, whatever attacks on these, that the small jamaat will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And it is our Aqidah, and inshallah our belief also and practice too, that a small jamaat is our Akabin Ulama Diyoband. That whether it's Aqaidan belief, the fitna that they did, that every fitna that cropped up, Hazrat Muftisa mentioned about Christianity and flower, the first version of the flower went around, And how Hazrat Maulana Kirani Rahmatullahi Madras also was established in Makkah Mukarrama. And at that time, the Ottoman Empire was there, and he was called, and when he heard the Maulana Kirani Rahmatullahi was coming, how he ran away, actually ran away. Then the Qadiani that was there, who gave it, what do you call it? When the Qadiani issue was there, in our times, it's like Musaylim ibn al-Kazzab, in that time, when Siddiq Akbar was there, he's again our Kabirin. And we know in 1953, 10,000 people were made shaheed in a so-called Pakistan, that because on the issue of the Khadmi Nubuwwah, they gave life. As far as the Shias are concerned, can't go into much details now, but again, is our Kabir Ulama Diyoban in the olden time, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Sabur Lakhani Rahmat was there, then Mr. Maulana Abdul Sattar Tonswi, and then the Sipahi Sahaba, the sacrifice they have made, that couple of hundred Sipahi Sahaba people, may say, the hundreds of Sipahi Sahaba families that have become orphans because they had given their life for the sake of Deen. And Maulana Haq Namaz Dhanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, his Iman was such a high level that he did not even make Umrah. His friends and sisters, let us take you for Umrah. He said, I don't have the courage to go for Umrah. What can I show my face to Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? If they had asked him, what have you done, will be under attack. And for that reason, he did not go for Umrah. He was made Shaheed later on. And we know that very, very one beautiful kitab from the Sipahi Sahaba, Hazrat Mullah Ziyar Rahman, Faruqi Rahman, compiled. Is a kitab that all of us have, particularly Shias nowadays. Tarikh-i Dastavez was origin Urdu, which Hazrat Maulana Ziaur Rahman Faruqi Rahmatullah prepared from all the Shia kitabs, all the haqqaiq, taken the photo, small note with it. And this was presented to the parliament. It got very, very difficult to get it presented, but it was presented to the parliament. It was in the first time of Nawaz Sharif's time. And it was brought in parliament, and the whole thing was that. And no Shia had, although the Shias are very, very influential in Pakistan. In fact, in all major police, etc., great influence they enjoy. But they could not repel this. And this is from their own kitabs. If we can't read the kitabs, then there's a very, very good reference for every alim to have. Of all the batil aqaid from their own kitabs, you have to just photo study it, or it is there present. And all they have to do is to, what you call, condemn the writers of these kitabs, which they are not prepared to do. So Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, as I said, to stay on the way of our Kabirin. Now is a very important factor, we are speaking of tasawwuf. Our Kabirin was object was Ittiba'i Sunnah. And we know the very famous incident that there was a difference of matter between Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ganguly Rahmatullah Alayhi and Hazrat Haji Sahib was a free in as far as Mulud is concerned. Although Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahib Ganguly Rahmatullah was a murid, he made it very, very clear that in matters of masail, Hazrat Haji Sahib must refer to us. Of course, for our tasawuf, to that burning desire for deen to make amalun, we will refer to Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Imagine the murid telling the sheikh, and there's long time for that, what happened between the two. Also, Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, great mujahid, in Barakot became Shaheed, different jihad issues took place. It is stated that Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi got married at a very, very late age. He was almost 50 and he wanted to get married just so that the sunnah can be fulfilled, the sunnah. And it so happened that one or two days he got late for Salat, Fajr Salat. Not that he missed the Jamaat, he got late. The Murid is Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hayy Sahib used to make Imamat. After Namaz, when he saw that Sayyid Sahib has become late, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hayy Sahib Rahmatullah says, what has happened to people? They're making Ibadah of Allah, they're making Ibadah of their wives. The Murid is telling the Sheikh is not telling the Murid. Here in our country, we've got serious issues at the moment also. We've got the Yemenis coming in, and in different places, Habib Jufri, etc. And when he came to Darul Zakaria, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah, even asked him, as far as tawassul is concerned, and he openly said, tawassul, as far as we are concerned, the person in the qabr has got the power to help you. Whereas we know that nafa and nuqsan is absolutely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, whether it's tasawwuf, ilmu hadith, tafsir, our qabin is made khidmat, And inshallah, he will stay in the land. Allah Ta'ala will use us to. This deen will stay immutable, whether we do nothing, we do something or don't do anything. Because Allah Ta'ala has taken. Allah Ta'ala will create another nation. We are very, very fortunate. Allah Ta'ala has linked us and made us coming down from the lineage of Al-Kabir and Ulama Diyoband. And Diyoband energy does not mean the four walls is what you call the sticker that is there. The sticker is not there. You can mean Diyoband. You're not from Al-Kabir, but you're like Diyoband. Allah can ask Tawfiq of valuing this, staying on the tariqah. And we know that one of the most distinguished features was this, that there was no samjota, there was no compromise in deen. When Darul Diyoband was going through a very, very difficult stage, people came to Hazrat Ganguly Rahmatullah Ali, who was a steadfast, and told him that a certain person has got good contacts with the English, he was included in the committee, then inshallah our problem will be solved. And what a beautiful reply he gave, that Diyoband, the madrasa is not our objective. Our objective is deen. To get this person or commit his masjid, we rather close the madrasa than commit this masjid in guna. And also we heard that how Darul Diyoband came after the 1857 jihad, where our family, what sacrifice they made, the jihad, they call it uprising, but it was a real jihad. And unfortunately, because of Munafiqeen, things did not materialize. They did not overpower the English at that period of time, the English like what is America is today. Then Allah, they thought down, how can we save our deen? And that is why they cried, and then Darul Diyoband, that is the bunyad of Darul Diyoband. That is why when this news reaches that Haji Shah has already gone to Makkah Mukarramah, then Haji Shah said, it's not one Darul Diyoband, one madrasa being what you call established. You do not know how many eyes have stayed away, many, many eyes crying, Ya Allah, you bring some shakal, some shape forward for the sake of his father, the deen. So Allah can ask Tawfiq to link ourselves with this Akabirin, not to make any compromise in deen, and to keep us firm on the way. We will follow them because they followed Nabi al-Islam. And also, as a Shaykh al-Hadith says, that what can I do? I speak of my Akabirin, because in every matter I found our Akabirin, they were Muqtabi Sunnat, whatever the lives were. So we will follow them, we will make itiba of Sunnat Nabi al-Islam. One that link breaks, and that is the greatest danger we have the young ulama nowadays, that because of internet, or they may be much more intelligent, that link with the Akabirin that should be there, that is breaking. If that breaks, then our iman is in great danger.